I'll start. This is dictating on Darlene de Gagny. Darlene is D-A-R-L-E-N-E. De Gagny is D-E-G-A-G-N-E. D-E-G-A-G-N-E. De Gagny. Date of birth is 6/25/59. And date of visit is 5/2/22. Prismatic copy 4. Jennifer Kramer, A. APRN. Jennifer Kramer, K-R-A-M-E-R, Kramer. Next paragraph. Dear Jennifer, thank you for sending Darlene de Gagny for evaluation. I'm sorry, pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is history of lung nodules and COPD. Next paragraph, first present illness. This is a 62-year-old female with a history of shortness of breath with exertion and a history for an abnormal chest CT showing a non-calcified 9mm nodule in the left upper lobe has an occasional cough and brings up some clear sputum. The patient also has some wheezing and denies significant shortness of breath except with exertion. Next paragraph. The patient's last chest CT done on 12/21/21 was stable when compared to a previous CT done in June 2021 showing a 9mm left upper lobe partially calcified nodule and an elevated left diaphragm associated with mild atelectasis. Patient has lost some weight and she denies any night sweats, fevers, chills. Next paragraph, past history includes history of left breast lumpectomy in 1985 for a benign lesion. She also had two normal deliveries. And has back pain and anxiety. Next, she denies any hypertension or diabetes. Next paragraph. habits. The patient was a smoker. One and a half pack per day for 40 years and quit in 2018. Drinks beer regularly. She worked as a graphic artist. Next paragraph. Allergies to latex. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of a stroke and dementia. Mother is alive and in good health. Next paragraph, review of systems. The patient denies weight loss, fatigue. She has no glaucoma, cataracts. She denies sore throat but has hoarseness and shortness of breath, denies wheezing, but has an occasional cough, denies urinary symptoms, dysuria, she has hay fever, and she has no abdominal pains, but has diarrhea, and black stools. She has occasional chest pain and palpitations and has anxiety with depression, easy bruising and joint pains, numbness of the extremities, and a skin rash with itching. Next, medication list, Buspar, 5 milligrams BID, ibuprofen 800 milligrams as needed. Next, paragraph. Physical exam, this averagely birthed middle-aged white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. There's no sign of the sictus or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 158/80, pulses 82, respirations 20, temperature 97.6, weight is 130, saturation 98. HEND, anomphalic people's reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Next, supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions and scattered wheezes in the upper lung fields with no crackles. Heart, the absence of regular sonorous, no murmur, no three. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no again, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities reveal no edema or lesions, no cap tenderness. Reflects the 1 plus with no gross motor absence, cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next, paragraph, impression number 1 is COPD. And chronic bronchitis with emphysema. Number 2, multiple lung nodules, stable. And number 3 is anxiety disorder. Next paragraph, plan. Patient has been advised to get a CT chest next month and a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies, CBC and a complete metabolic profile, and advised to come in for a follow-up in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Jennifer Kramer, APRN. This is Dr. D'Souza. Thank you.